Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Almighty Father, we thank you for this day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a day that you have made, and we thank you for it. We pray to God that you'll bless the souls you have sent this way today. You know what each one of us need, and you promise to supply all our needs according to your riches and your glory. So I pray that a soul won't leave today except it's been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and you got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To Reverend Cook and Reverend Momot, and to our fellow yokemans, to our deacons, and to all of God's children, the Lord is still good. We thank him for his blessings. We thank him for bringing us thus far. We want you to listen well, because I can't holler today. And Lord, you say you sure glad, but you better listen. I want you to listen. I want you to listen. For my mind on, I want to see Brother Brown and along with Brother Lee. Damn, they don't forget it. I know me, I forget it. Turn your Bibles to 1 John. To 1 John. The 5th chapter of 1 John. The 13th verse. The 13th verse. This is a very important message. We want you to listen very closely, if you will. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Everybody got that? I want everybody that been born again to look at me a minute and say what I say. That ye may know that I have eternal life. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. Thank you. We're going to use for a thought that you may know that you may have eternal life. That you may know. In every child of God need to know that they have eternal life. Every child of God. Turn my mic up just a little, if you don't mind. Turn my mic up a little. My wireless mic. Every child of God need to know that. Every child of God need to know that. They need to know. You believe. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Reverend Walker, what this message for today? This message is to help the Christians, those who have a shaky faith. That's what it's for. We'll check my mic upstairs. You need to know for yourself. We need to not to be shaky of what God done said. We too shaky of what God have told us. Some of us, we feel like God is not true to his word. We don't have nothing else to lean on. Nothing but the word of God. Jesus said, before my word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said that. I believe every word he said. He said that. If you trust what I said, that's all he asked you. Just believe what I said. If you do what I told you and believe that, you are saved. But so many Christians are still shaking about their salvation. You may not come like mom and daddy. You may not went around town and told everybody, I found the Lord. But the Bible told us here, just as plain as day, if we believe on him, that he is the Son of God, you are a son of God. Of God. Now, what else to do, Reverend Walker? Nothing else. Don't ask me. I just told you. If you believe, you got to believe. Believing means trusting. I put my trust in the Lord. So what you worried about? It's too many Christians is still shaky about their salvation. When you do what Jesus said, go on and relax. What you got to worry about? Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. The devil, he always trying to stop you. He always trying to put doubts in your mind. He always try to make you feel like you ain't got Jesus Christ. You got to realize that he always on your trail. And if he can stop you from having faith in the confession that you gave, he always going to work on you. And if he feel like you got shaky faith, he ain't gonna never stop bothering you. But when you once put your trust in Jesus and rely on God's word, you ain't gonna pay no more attention to what Satan says. And he was the one said, behold, look at yonder, the Son of God, or the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. And John baptized him. But when John got put in jail, his faith got shaken. Jeremiah's faith got shaken. Elijah's faith got shaken. But throughout all of that,
remember, God's word said it, so I'm going to believe it. And this is what he's trying to teach us. John here today, and I am too, it's been on my heart, that if you do what Jesus said, listen at me good. Oh, how can I fix it, Lord? If somebody looking at me right now, you're saved, but you got doubt in it. If you believe, it's not simple, it is. It's not hard. The devil wants to make it hard, but it is that. If you put your trust in Jesus by believing what he said, the Bible said you are saved.
Oh, yes.
And you ain't got to add nothing else to it. You ain't got to take nothing away. All you do, you just build on what I said. That's what Jesus said. Just build on what I said. Build on my son. Work from there. You got to know that for yourself. And John wants to nourish our soul this morning. Because when your soul gets frustrated, when your spirit get upset, it can't really have the faith that it ought to have in Jesus. And this is what happened to so many Christians. He wants to kill our faith. He wants to put a little fire on it. He wants to build it up a little bit, because it's so many of us, we need to stir up the gift that is in us. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. When you got doubts in your salvation, you ain't going to work for Christ like you ought to. Y'all hear what I said? You ain't going to work for Christ like you ought to, because you got doubts. And every time you want to do good, the devil always brings something down on you. Isn't that this good? Everybody, sometimes we look at folks and we base our salvation on how other folks act. You don't do it like that. We base our salvation on sometimes if folks emotionally sometimes, well, they got a right to be emotional. But you may not do nothing that much. But all I'm saying, you just have trust in God. And when you get that doubt out of your mind, you may do something yourself. You can't have work for him, I'm telling you now. You can't have work for Christ with doubt in your mind. Am I saved? Think about that. You're going to walk every day, if I'm saved, the devil will wake you up every morning and say, no, you ain't saved. The word have to take root down in the heart. And when the word take root in the heart, you got to keep on building off the word of God. He going to stay on your trail, telling you, you ain't got nothing. Because you may not shake. I'm going to be honest with you. It's good to shake now. Just know that. But you got to realize it's by faith. I trust in God. Make a little plan. Oh, mercy on heart, my mic ain't working today. Let me make a little plan. Let me tell y'all stuff. Now watch this. If this Jesus Christ right here, this Jesus right here, Jesus said, trust me by what? Sitting down. That's how you believe in. I believe this Jesus. Now what he said? Sit there, thou art saved. I don't know, it may not hold me. See, that's the doubts. I'm trying to get you to understand and have faith. See, trust in my what? Word. He said, trust in my word. Trust in my chair. Trust in me. Sit down. I don't know. You check it out. See, we got to do all that. The devil put all them thoughts in your mind. All right, if you sit down, believe. When you sit down, I believe that he's able to take care of me. I'm giving my life to Jesus. That's
I don't set out, I don't give my life to him according to his word. He said, if I sit down and believe in him, I know I'm saved.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've done that. I don't care what nobody else tell me. I done done that.
Yeah.
If you've done what Jesus said, if you believe on him to be the Son of God, thou shalt be saved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what else then?
All right.
Ain't nothing else you can add to it.
Yes, sir.
But it's so simple.
Well, yeah.
Until some of us don't believe we got it.
All
right. Oh, damn my son. Every time somebody be saved,
uh-huh,
they ain't got to run around the church. The devil bring all in your mind and say, you know, you didn't do it like Sister Mary. You ain't got nothing.
Amen.
You don't jump like Reverend Walker, you ain't got nothing.
That's it.
He bring all this stuff in your mind.
Yeah.
You got to stir up.
Amen.
What in you. If you believe, this is the Bible, not what Reverend Walker said. Not what one of these preachers said, but not what he said. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved.
Yes, sir.
It's simple. It's so simple we think something else got to happen.
Yeah.
When you've done that, you're born again Christian. You got to grow from there. And this we kind of kill our faith. Watch Paul. Timothy was a great man of God. He had the Holy Spirit in him.
Yes, sir.
See, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in.
Yeah.
Now, you ain't got to go nowhere and tarry for the Holy Ghost now.
Yeah,
don't let nobody fool you there now.
Make it
see, you can't be saved apart from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So now, when Jesus come in your life, the Holy Ghost come in your life.
Yes,
you got the Holy Ghost in. So you ain't got to go nowhere and tarry because he's already here. Your job is just to accept him. Ain't that right? Now, what I'm going tarry for the Holy Ghost for?
Yes, sir.
And he already here. He came here on the day of Pentecost.
That's right. That's right.
Tarry service is over.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is already present.
Amen.
And when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you got the Holy Ghost in you. Timothy had the Holy Ghost in him, but he was scared. Wasn't doing nothing. He ought to been out there preaching.
That's right.
He ought to been out there witnessing. He ought to been out there doing God's work, but he was scared.
Yeah.
Already in him. Paul stopped by that one day. Boy, get yourself up here. Stir up the gift that is in you. You got the Spirit of God in you. Get up and do something. You got to start doing something. You got to stir up the gift in you.
Yeah.
He in you, but you got to stir him up.
Yes, sir.
Just like fire. You got to stir up sometime. You don't bank your fire too long. Old days, they used to bank the fire overnight. Y'all know that.
Uh-huh.
But in the morning, they do something.
Yeah.
They want a little blaze. They got to stir up.
Yeah.
And when they stir up, the blaze come up.
Yeah.
It's in you, but you got to stir it up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened. Isn't that be good? Let me tell you what happened to you. If you don't stir up your gift in you, let me tell you what happened. You'll find yourself easing back out in the world.
That's right.
God knows you will.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why. The devil always going to be bothering you. He'll always say, you know you ain't got nothing. That's the first thing he'll do. Once you're going back where you were, he going to work on you so with them doubts. There you go. You're easing right back where you come from, and that's what he want to do. Paul trying to kill our faith this morning. We need to, John trying to kill our faith. We need to know and stop worrying. God Almighty. It's so simple.
Yes, sir.
Believe. That's what it said. If I can trust him, I want to make it so plain that I don't want nobody to miss it this morning. This Jesus, trust me, by sitting down.
I'm saved. Well,
you saved without jumping? Yeah, I'm saved without jumping. I'm saved.
That's right.
I'm saved. I done what he said. That's what we missed. Do what he said.
Amen.
Sometimes we go around and folks holler, I don't hear what a preacher said. We don't even know where we're going anyway. I said, shame on him. I wouldn't like for him to be my pastor. If he don't know where he's going, sure enough, I know I can't follow him. Look what our Bible told us. Our Bible told us we can know. We can know. I can know I'm a child of the King. Not the matter I'm ragging about and scratching my head. I can know. We miss what Jesus said. We listen at other folks and not listen at the Lord. We listen at the devil and don't listen at the Lord. We go by our feeling and don't go by what God done said.
Amen. Amen.
Lord have mercy. He want to inspire our love. He want to lift it up. He want to stir it up. He want us to know and believe and be steadfast and confident in our salvation. That's what he wants, y'all. He want us to have confidence in our salvation. The foundation of God stand sure. Remember that. The foundation of God stand sure. Well, who is the foundation? The word of God. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said, upon this rock. Isn't that good now? Upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, the church already done triumphed it. In other words, the devil cannot have dominion over God's church. Now watch what he said now. I will build. Not I'm through building it, but I'm going what? Build it. What am I building on? On the rock. I'm a building on a confession. I'm a building on a belief. I'm a building on faith. What is the faith? Whosoever believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved. Now watch this. Watch this. Lord have mercy. Jesus said, who am I? Uh-huh. What the folks saying about me? Some say you join the Baptist, Jeremiah, Elijah, some other prophet. But who you say I am? Yeah. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
All right.
Now that's what he said then. Now watch what Jesus said. Peter, flesh and blood didn't give you that. That came from my Father. All right. Now, upon what you said, in a sense, what he's saying, upon you, what you said, I will build my church. What are you saying? Whosoever said thou art the Christ and believe on him, they will be a part of the church. He built the church on a confession and a belief. That's how you're going to build it. When you confess and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you are part of the church.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't that simple, y'all?
Simple.
It's just that simple. I'm a building on a faith. I'm a building on a confession. I am the rock. If you believe in me, I'm the foundation. And I'm sure. That's all Jesus saying. Is that hard? But we too shaky. We too shake about our salvation. We can know that we are saved. So many folk going around, you hadn't been there. They talked to y'all, didn't you? Heck, come doubts get in your mind. Ain't nobody told you that was a him. All that kind of jive. You got to believe what Jesus said.
Amen. Amen.
You can't prove nothing but just believe it.
Yeah.
The word of God is the Christian assurance. The word of God is the Christian assurance. If you pay attention to the word, you can make it. But when you want started listening at voices and started want to see dreams and so forth and vision, you're going to mess up. But when you listen at the word of God and do what the word said, your salvation is sure. We confess our own faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, it's you the one got to exercise your faith in Jesus. Lord have mercy. Some people, teachers, and I have met some, you have met some too. They teach us that. I'm talking about they say they saved. And sometimes they still teach that I don't know if I got eternal life. Some folks teach that. But John don't teach that here. I'm writing these things where you can know. That's what he's writing them for. Where every child of God can have some confidence in their salvation. Our faith, sometime I told you, always get a little shaky sometime. But remember this, don't let the devil condemn you. Who shall condemn God elect? The devil try to condemn you, say, you're going to hell. You tell that guy, I ain't going nowhere, brother.
That's right.
You got to tell him. He can't condemn you. Don't you let him condemn you. You got to let him know that I have been bought with a price. With the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And John telling us here now, these things have I written unto you that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may have eternal life. All right, now get your Bibles. Look at the 13th verse there. Look at that 13th verse. Boy, boy, boy. Watch what he said now. I want y'all to listen to it good. Somebody may be somebody who needs Jesus. Listen to what it said. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may what? Know that ye have what? Eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now what did all he want you to do? What? Believe. Well, you can know. Did you believe? Do you believe on Jesus? Everybody in here believe on Jesus, raise your hand. Well, what else you want? Didn't the Bible say that? Those who believe, you can know what I believe. I believe on Jesus Christ as being my Savior. In other words, I put my trust in Him. What hard about that? But we make salvation so hard when you just trust God. I'm trying to make it plain as I possibly can.
Yes, sir.
You can know. And then that 14th verse says, and this is the confidence, listen to that, that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. In other words, His will means His word. Now, you don't ask anything that not according to His word, but to His word. Now, for instance, you don't say, Lord, I hate Sister Mary. Let something happen to her. That's not according to His word. That's not according to the word. But He said, pray for them who what? Despitefully use you. Do good to them who hate you. According to His word. Now, every time we pray, God may not answer us time we pray. That's why we get confused at. God, you told me everything I have, you'll give it to me. You got to grow in grace. You'll find out God always on time. He never late. He knows when to answer the prayer. He knows when to come. He may not answer you right off. And sometimes it may not be according to His word. Because we don't know how to pray anyway, the Bible says. But we got to wait on Him. Sometimes God be testing your faith. Sometimes God be trying you out. See, do you really trust me? He'll let you go through some things. Wonder, do she really trust me? I'm got to test her out. Let her see her own self. Or let him see his own self. He'll test you out. I got a lot of things on the shelf. I asked God for the thing, He ain't asked them yet, but He's still on the shelf. I ain't took them off yet. I'm waiting on Him. He knows when to come. Sometimes he can answer us too early. And if he answers too early, it mess us up. He got to wait the right time when to answer the prayer. But don't let it bar your faith. That's all I'm trying to tell you. The confidence that we have in him, that I'm a child of the King. Now I want you to turn your Bibles, the same John, but the 4th chapter in the 15th verse. We're going to let you go in a few minutes. The air conditioner won't come upstairs. I don't know what's wrong with it, but glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. The 4th chapter and the 15th verse. Look what it said. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son. Y'all see that capital S there? Ain't but one Son got a capital S there. The Son of God. God what? Dwelleth in him and he in God. Y'all see that? Now, let's read that. All of us read together. Whosoever shall confess Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Now, what else you want? What else you want? If I believe in him, I put my trust in him, what else you want? I confess that he is the Son of God and I put my trust in him, I'm saved. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Didn't the Bible say that?
Yeah.
Well, we reading out of King James Version. Well, what if we want y'all?
Come on.
Why are your salvation shaking? Why we let the devil shake our salvation? It's danger to have it shaken because you'll go back in the world.
Yeah.
That's what the devil wants. When you do what Jesus said, the Bible said you are saved. Not depending on what folks saying, but what Jesus have said and what Jesus have done. Whosoever shall confess. Y'all remember, everybody give their life to Christ. I want them to do what? Confess. Confess with their mouth. What? The Lord Jesus. Now, you ain't just got to be right here.
That's right.
To confess. Somebody can give you a tract. Somebody can see you in downtown. You can see somebody on ballpark and say, do you want to give your life to Christ? Yeah. Well, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe that in your heart. He saved. Jesus saved anywhere. But after you get saved, you're going to go to a church. That's all. That can happen any place if you do what he said. You can go home. Lord have mercy. And get on your knees and say, Lord, I heard the word. I want you to come into my life. I believe you are the Son of God. And I'm confessing with my mouth the Lord Jesus. He'll come in your heart then. Anywhere. But after he come in your heart, you're going to let somebody know he came in your heart. You're going to tell somebody, I gave my life to Christ. You're going to tell somebody, I gave my heart to Jesus. That's confession. That's make it grow. And the more you stay around the church, around folks that are lifting up the name of Jesus, you grow in grace. You got to feed whatever you got. And you got to feed it from the food from heaven. That's because it ain't good to stay at home and think you got it all. Oh, you ain't got nothing all. You got to listen to be fed. The more you feed your spirit, your soul, the more it grow. The more you feed your body, the more it grow. Now the one you feed the more, that's the one gonna outgrow the other one. When we feed ourselves off this world, what you think gonna take over? It's gonna come up what we ought to be feeding. You got to feed your soul in order for it to grow. We got to get out the shell. So many of us in a shell. Let's go a little further. Turn to 1 John 3 now and 14. 1 John 3 and 14. For we know. Old John dealing with these no's. See, for we know. I ain't worried about it. For we know. Ain't on rigging, I'm scratching my head. For we know. 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 We know that we have what? Passed from death to life because we love who? The brethren. Now watch this. For I know I don't pass from death. That means I'm going to miss hell. That way I'm going to miss hell. I ain't going to hell. You see, hell is the second death. I don't pass from death to life because I what? Love the brethren. Now when you don't love church folks, Lord have mercy. I just want to try to break it down to you now. See, when you don't love folks who love the law, evidently you haven't been born again. That's what it's saying, see. If you love the folks out yonder in the world more than you do folks in the church, you haven't been born again. I know because I don't pass from death to life because I love God's folks. Lord have mercy. See now, watch this now. Sometimes, a lot of us got to renew ourselves. Sometimes the devil done worked on us so much we gave our life to Christ, but we didn't keep growing in grave. We went back out in the world.
That's right.
Then we started following the world. But now you've got to come back and say, Lord, I'm ready to give it back up.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to give up that stuff I knew I had the first time. But I'm just got to get this stuff off it and clean it up for me, Lord. And I want to make a new confession here. I want to start off new. God Almighty. You find yourself hating church folks. And the Bible says, how I know I done passed from death to life, all the sin. How I know I've been born again, I love God folks. Y'all got that? I love God folks. That's how I know. I done fell in love with God's folks. And if you at home and don't never want to come to church and you be saying, I ain't thinking about them old folks. Yeah. Something wrong somewhere.
Come on.
Something wrong.
Amen.
Trying to help you now. Something wrong. I ain't think. I don't go to these old churches no more. Something wrong.
Yeah. That's right.
You may not want to come to First Baptist New Bethlehem, but all of them ain't messed up. And when you check yourself, you the one being kind of messed up, you know. But you don't realize. Because you ain't going to find no perfect church nowhere you go. You ain't going to find one. So everywhere you go, you're going to find some mess somewhere. So now if you saying all of them messed up, honey, something wrong with you. How I know I don't pass from death to life. How I know I've been born again. I love the brethren. I love Christian. Watch this. He that loveth not his brother abide what? In death. Now y'all see that? He's still abiding in death. See, if you don't love church folk, you're still dead. Still dead. Now I just said it. Didn't the Bible say that, y'all? I'm trying to help you. That's all. Sometimes we just get way out here on the left field. If you don't love God, folk, something wrong somewhere. I'm reading a little further because we're dealing with a lot of love here. The 15th verse says, whosoever says, whosoever hated his brother is a what? Murder. And he know that what? No murders had he what? Eternal life abides in him. Whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brother. But whoso hath this world goods and sees his brother in need, having need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? When we don't want to help nobody, know they need help. I'm talking about know they need help, and you can help them, and had an opportunity to help them. He said, now the love of God can't be in you. Now he said this, my little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And then the Bible said that. God wants to love the church. You can't love God and hate your brother. Now let me straighten that out a little bit because now I should straighten it out. What I mean by that, folk make you mad sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now you talking about sometimes you get angry. Now everybody get angry sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible said get angry but sin not.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, Reverend Walker? Now just like this brother make me angry. It's not my job to hate that man so bad that I hope he die. That's hate. But my job is what? To put him in the hands of the law. God Almighty. See, when somebody does something to you, a brother does something to you, a sister does, you just keep on talking about, Lord, kill him. Now, God ain't listening at that prayer. Let a car run over him. God ain't listening at that prayer. Your job is to get on your knees. If you can't talk to your brother and sister, do it. If you can't, you just get on your knees and put him in the hands of the law. And tell God to bless him. Get yourself clear. You can't love God somebody you never seen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Where he at? Show him to me. And you sit now next to your own sister and can't stand him. Here's somebody you see. You ain't never saw God. And how, oh, how I love Jesus. It don't work like that. See. I'm telling the truth, ain't a sister. Yeah. That sister said, I'm telling the truth. It won't work, y'all. It won't work. I'm finna close now, because the Bible says, we shall know and we can know that we have eternal life by believing on the name of the Son of God. You ain't going to get it no plainer than that. It can't come no plainer than that. You can know by believing on the Son of God. Now, what is eternal life? What is eternal life? Eternal life is a life with God throughout eternity.
All right.
Eternal life is a life that you'll have a glorified body. It'll be a life where you won't have to worry no more, no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow. That's an eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Now, eternal damnation is another life. But we call it life because it's joy and peace and happiness. You see, but the other condemnation part when a man go to hell. It ain't no life down there. Those are who with God one got life. So have some confidence in your salvation. Jesus' word said, if you believe in me, you say. If you don't put your trust in me, you say. And stop letting the devil shake up your salvation. Go on, stir it up and start doing something for the Lord. Don't let the devil keep you out in the world. That's what he's doing, keeping you out there. And if you say, you know what he'll do? He'll run you back in. And when he runs you back in, you come back in on a stretcher or coming back in a wheelchair, he will get you back in.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He said, those who I love, I chase them. And when you hear the preacher talking to you, you have to do something. Because God using him to tell you, you better stop and go and get straightened out. That's what he's doing. You just let the devil got you back out there. You wouldn't intend to go that far. We finna close. Watch the devil. The devil, when you got shaky salvation, he'll let you step down in the water. Water of sin. The water got to your ankle. Feel pretty good out here. All right, you're going a little further. Oh, it ain't bad I thought it was. That's how the devil make you feel. Lord have mercy. Go a little further. Now, I got it's got a little heavy out here. You know, I wouldn't intend to get this far. Now you're looking back. And then after a while, you know, your buddy's going to be pushing. That's the devil. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Shoot. You step on out there a little further. And then get to your neck. Help. 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 You're hollering, help now.
That's right.
That's how the devil deal with us. I'm talking about Christians now.
Amen. Amen.
He got the sinner man already out there. But he get us out there, get to his neck. Church, pray for me. Pray for me. You won't help. But all you got to do, call on his name. And when you call on his name, make a turn and go back where you came from. That's all God wants you to do.
Yes, sir. You're right, Reverend.
The prodigal son had it, but he left. But Jesus always waited on him. Come on back, son. And one day he said, I ain't got to eat this slop. When you in the world, you eating slop.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
You ain't got to eat slop. God got some food waiting on you.
Yeah. You're right, sir.
And when he got tired of eating that slop, he said, I believe I'll go back home.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't you glad you can go back home?
Yes,
I believe I'll go back home. Here I'm down here eating slop, and my father got servant eating better than me. I know I can do better than this. Yeah, you can do better than that.
Amen.
But you better watch something now. Watch him now. See, he could have said, he could have kept sitting there. I believe I'll go back home.
Right.
You got to make move to go back home. A lot of time I be telling you, get straightened out. I'm getting straightened out next week. You ain't going nowhere yet. But you got to turn and go back home. You got to make a move. You got to go in faith. Called Jesus, the God that we serve.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad he ain't like us. He always waiting on whosoever will let him come. He waiting on you. And I guarantee you, I put my life on the line that God waiting on somebody listening at me right now. I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
You're right.
You wouldn't intend to go so far. But you did. But thank God for Jesus. He waiting on you. The doors of the church is open. So now he talking to you right now. And if you lost, those of us who never met him before, look what I told you how you be saved. If you believe in your heart and confess Jesus with your mouth, the Bible said thou shalt be saved. You got to believe that. What else you waiting on? I know what the devil told you. The devil just told you. He said, well, you got to wait till the Lord hit you. He already hit you when I told you what he said. You the one got to do something now. When I get better, you ain't going to get no better. You're going to get worse up. He said, come as you are. Now, God talking to somebody. You ought to come on. You ought to come. You ought to come. You ought to come. He talking to somebody. He talking to somebody. He talking to somebody. He still waiting on you. Hallelujah. He still waiting on you. He still waiting on you. He still waiting on you. Salvation. He still waiting on you. He still waiting on you. He's still waiting on some more. He's still waiting on. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Something talking to you right now, I guarantee you. I guarantee you something talking to you right now. Why don't you give your life to Christ? Y'all just try him anyway. If you don't like him, give him back to me. Lord have mercy. I take all you don't want. Lord have mercy. Ain't that fair enough? Hallelujah. Somebody lost. Need Jesus. Somebody lost right now. Need Jesus. Why don't you give your life to Christ? Don't let folks mess you up. You got to do all this. I just told you what Jesus said. I just told you what he said. If you can believe on him, I dare you to believe on him and put your trust in him. Thou shalt be saved. That's how simple it is.
Salvation.
Some folks make it hard. When folks come to you, you kind of make it so hard. That's the devil talking to you. I didn't know no better. Jesus got a simple salvation. Jew call it a common salvation. It's common. It's so common until big shots can't even recognize it. He waiting on you right now. Oh yes, it's sure enough free. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that salvation is free. He's still waiting on you. There's room around the crowd just for you. It's free, y'all. It's free. How much it cost, Reverend Walker? Just believe. Just confess. That's not how. Lord have mercy. Yeah. For you and for me. Oh, it's free. He waiting on you. He waiting on you. I'm so glad. It's your free. It don't cost you a dime. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But it cost heaven best. It cost heaven everything it had. It cost Jesus life. Lord have mercy. But it didn't cost you nothing. It didn't cost me nothing. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Will that be another one? Will that be another one? Will that be another one? Oh, hallelujah. Will there be another one?
Your joy has been
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.